Appreciation of different cultures and perspectives is increasingly essential in today's world, but one organization in Philadelphia has been fostering multicultural understanding for more than a century. On this week's News and Views, we look at the history and ongoing legacy of International House.
My name is Hiba Fadil. I'm from Egypt. I'm a Fulbright language teaching assistant teaching Arabic at University of Pennsylvania.
My name is Karina. I'm originally from Malaysia. I go to Community College of Philadelphia. I'm a business major.
Karina and Hiba are two of over thousands of people who have, over the past century, called International House their temporary home. Today, at any one time, this multicultural center houses approximately 400 residents. There are also now 22 international houses around the world, from North America to Europe to Australia and Asia. Tanya Steinberg, president of the Worldwide Association of International Houses and executive director of International House in Philadelphia, says it all started as an experiment.
Here in University City, a group of international students were met by Reverend Waldo Stevenson. Students were from China, and the Reverend asked them how they were doing, what was their experience in Philadelphia, and he was astonished by their reaction. They felt isolated. Nobody spoke with them outside of the classroom. And from that meeting, the International House idea began, and Waldo Stevenson, along with his wife, opened the door to their apartments to the international students, and regular meetings started.
Attendance grew, and the meeting place moved several times, and then in 1969 to the current building, built specifically for International House and its work. On the next News and Views, how International House engages residents from all over the globe. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. International House in Philadelphia is home to students and scholars from 95 different countries. On this week's News and Views, we look at the modern mission of this multicultural center. International House Executive Director Tanya Steinberg, who is originally from Moldova, says the resident population reflects world trends in international education.
Breakdown is as following: South Korea, China, Japan, India, Turkey. These are the countries that have majority at International House. 20% of our population is American students. At the moment, we have a large group from Germany, from France, from Italy. So the population changes throughout the year.
But the mission is more than housing.
The guiding philosophy and the mission of International House is to bring people from different backgrounds and to find commonalities in the sea of differences, to provide an opportunity for people to learn from each other and learn about themselves.
People like Hiba from Egypt.
This was my first time to deal with people from different backgrounds. This concept of knowing the other cannot be achieved living alone or living in an apartment. You have to engage during the whole day.
The environment promotes learning about others through celebration of customs like the Chinese New Year or the Mayans' history with chocolate, and also provides the opportunity to go beyond the headlines. Karina is originally from Malaysia.
If I didn't live in International House and meet with the students from countries that are affected in the current news today, I would probably hear it from one side of the story. In terms of current affairs, it opens your mind.
On the next News and Views, how International House also draws in the larger community with arts and cultural offerings. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. International House started just over 100 years ago as a place for foreigners to feel at home in Philadelphia. On this week's News and Views, we look at how its mission has expanded to keep pace with the times. While big common areas invite social interaction among residents, International House also seeks to draw in the larger community. Martha Puccino is Vice President of Institutional Advancement.
We welcome the public because we have so many events. We have art shows, we have music shows, we have film. Our theater seats 350 people, and we have close to 200 events a year.
The arts program at International House is over 30 years old. Today, two galleries show fine art exhibitions. Director of Arts Renee Dinnerman says in recent years, the focus, especially in music, has shifted from presenting traditional art to contemporary work, from things like folk dancing to modern ways in which artists are changing their culture's musical landscape.
If we did do folk dancing, how would a new upcoming dancer reinterpret their tradition? That's what we're interested in for 2012 and beyond.
The theater screens a range of films, including mixed media work, documentaries narrated by filmmakers, and new independent films. The goal, says Executive Director Tanya Steinberg, is to increase awareness and engage residents and community members alike in what is happening now.
We show films from countries that some people don't even know that they exist. We showed films from Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan. We have conversational pieces before or after films. And so the programs, they help to start the conversation and have the discussion going.
International House is at 3701 Chestnut Street in West Philadelphia. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.